Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this special Week Trendin' episode of The Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah.
It's a production of iHeartRadio, and it's a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it's Monday morning. We're recording this bright and early Monday. It'll get to you Monday early afternoon.
Yep.
I know I sound like I'm about to cry. I don't know why.
Yeah, are you?
I think it's just a thing my voice is doing. Okay. I don't feel like I'm about to cry, but... thing about me, Miles, I can burst into tears the fucking drop moment. Of a hat.
Dude, my eyes like naturally tear very easily. So there's times like Her Majesty be like, "Are you boy, you crying right now?"
You crying?
And I'm like, no, like it's like light sensitivity
comes
too.
You like Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own.
Yeah, exactly. It happens like in the morning, like if I go outside like too soon after waking up, like my eyes just go. Yeah, and then I'll be going like this, like wiping my eyes, and I'm being accused of being touched by how beautiful the sun rises. That's not right. It's fine. It's mid.
This sunrise is mid.
It's mid.
The sun this
best.
Morning was actually really nice.
Was it?
So yeah, I was walked my wife out to the car while wearing a pair of her fuzzy pink slippers.
I was literally gonna say, were you wearing a robe beautiful. And slippers?
I was wearing, I was just still wearing the shorts and t-shirt that I sleep in.
Your night shorts.
My night shorts. That sounds like shorts that you like shit in the Middle Ages or something. Anyway, night soil.
Bring me my night shorts. Yeah. And my chamber pot.
I am Jack O'Brien. That is Miles Gray.
Yeah.
And this is the episode where we tell you some of the things that happened over the weekend, with us, with the world. We start off with us by telling you something that we think is underrated.
Yeah. Give you a peek.
I saw Killers of the Flower Moon over the weekend. My underrated for this week is teeth acting.
What's teeth acting?
Oh my God. So I'm going to lump in like Brando and Godfather with this, like all the shit he was doing with like putting stuff in his lower jaw and stuff, like those implants.
Was it cotton balls or whatever? Is that they
said?
Yeah,
that's
or gauze
what, I
or
think
something.
They said cotton balls. But Leonardo DiCaprio in this movie has, I think, one of the first historically accurate pair of teeth. They look like shit, man.
Dude,
they are a fucking mess. And it's just from Jump Street. Like they seem like they're painting him. They're just on display. He looks like a totally different person. It's kind of funny because part of his character's arc is like, oh, he's like hot because the woman Molly that he's like married to and kind of conning is like stays married to him despite her best intentions, and so you're like, he's hot, but he's not like Leonardo DiCaprio hot. He's like hot for a person who is just looks like a fucking mess.
Just ground down by World War One.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what you would say, is you're like, yo, that World War One vet looks like a jank-ass Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but I don't know. There is just a spell that is cast by a pair of fake teeth that I feel like is... We underrate how much a pair of fake teeth can do. Like, it just has a hold on us. Like, I feel like we gave a set of prosthetic teeth an Academy Award for Best Actor a couple years back for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right.
And now, like, Leo, people are like, this is an incredible performance. And I think it is, but his teeth are really just some funky ass, gummed up, plaqued over gumpers is what I wrote in my notes. I don't even know gumpers. Yeah. It's like, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it makes the movie feel like there's just a lot of details in there that make the movie feel period appropriate. But that's sort of the central one where it's just like, this motherfucker has heard of people brushing their teeth.
Right. Right.
But
I've heard of it.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, you remember, like, weird teeth performance, like Charlize Theron in Monster.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. To your point, I'm like, it's something, I think, because, right, celebrities are so manicured and, you know, every single part of their, you know, visual presentation is like, it's like so intentional, and they have, like, you know, glam squads and shit like that. So when you see teeth that look like teeth that, like, on a normal, like a regular person who isn't like have, you know, veneers and like laser bleaching, that you're like, whoa, dude, that is someone different than just a beautiful actor person.
Yeah, it's like subtle, but not, you know, teeth are like Jamie Loftus, a friend of the show, Mount Zeitmore, featured face on Mount Zeitmore, has a big thing about, like, when SNL people, like, at a certain point, they, like, come on SNL, and then when Lauren is like, okay, you're going to have a career after this, he makes you get veneers.
Yeah.
Just, like, you just get your new teeth.
I remember when they did that to Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
I remember just her being on Upright Citizens Brigade, and, like, as, like, a stage comedian in that show, and then, like, the SNL glow up happened. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like I've known the power of teeth since the first time as a kid someone, like, put a black thing over one of their teeth, and I was just like, hillbilly.
Where did
you come from? What did you do with my friend?
Right.
And those, like, fake nasty Austin Powers teeth at, like, Halloween stores you can get. It just feels like it's one of the, like, small changes, or, like, you know, a single item that you can put on that will change your vibe completely. Yeah.
Even more than, like, a fake nose or fake anything.
Yeah.
There's something about teeth that, like, just are, like, it can also just make something so much more funny too.
Yeah.
The teeth acting. Shout out to the prosthetic teeth acting.
Shout out to tooth actors. And tooth actor authentication.
Wow.
That's right.
2002.
That's right. I went there. What's your underrated?
Oh man, I just dropped my fidget spinner. Let's see. Underrated fake presence under the tree.
Because I'm tempted by this.
We are not going to be in town for Christmas.
Same.
I have not seen my family in Japan since before the pandemic began, and had family members pass away during that time, and because of the nature of the immigration policy, like, it was just difficult to go, and now I've the guy's child, like, there's just so much, like, we got to fucking go.
Amazing.
And so since we're not going to be here, like, we definitely have a tree up, because I just, like, you know, for every fucking day I can milk the Christmas vibes, I'm going to. So right now the tree is up just as pure vibes. But I, like, as a kid, I've said this before, my house was, like, unorthodox, so it wasn't as festive as it could be. So, like, as an adult, I'm, like, way more into that shit now. And we just basically wrapped a bunch of random shit so the tree looked like it was, like, in a home where a family loved each other and bought the perfect gifts. But really, it's, like, diapers. It's other shit that, like, we're not opening yet. And another one is just a fucking shoebox. I'm like, yeah, he put a bow on that shit. And then now, the vision, it's just so weird. Like, I honestly don't give a fuck about Christmas. Like, I haven't cared about Christmas gifts since I was probably like 13. You know what I mean?
Right.
And now, like, it's just the mere visual of quote unquote gifts is just does a lot energetically that yeah. I wasn't quite rating properly. Because Her Majesty was like, dude, this shit is looking sad. Like, we could just even put like one box. And then we were like, fuck it, let's put more. Like, let's wrap that. Let's wrap this. Let's wrap this. And
yeah.
It feels our tree runneth over with fake shit. So
with fake shit.
Yeah.
And you can still open it. I feel like the guy's child's young enough that would still be exciting.
know? And it would, to, like, he wouldn't care.
Yeah.
He'd be like, that's what fun. Is this? This is a fucking old shoe, Doc Martens shoebox that's busted as hell. Yeah. He doesn't care. He's like, he I loves ripping like paper
if,
bags.
If we tried to pull that shit, it would be.
Oh, you can't do that. No,
unappreciated. You can't do
that. Yeah, that would be psychological warfare on kids who understand Christmas and presents and things like that. For right now, for the mere vis, for the visies, perfect.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. I love the idea. I had the thought earlier.
Right.
Maybe if it was just like really clear what it was, like it was just like that's clearly that a banana. Nothing.
Or it's just so light. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing kids do. Like, I remember as a kid being like a mall or something or a hotel lobby where there'd be a tree. And I'm like, yo, get. I remember being a dumb. My mom was like, get the fuck away from there. And I would like lift it to be like, what's in here? Fucking Ghostbusters car or whatever. And then I was like, what the fuck is this? And my mom was like, it's for decorations. Styrofoam. I'm like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think if you know, you get less upset for sure.
If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. All right, my overrated staying in the holiday theme.
Yeah.
I generally use the Daily Zeitgeist as an opportunity to vent on the Christmas cards that we're getting from friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are some great ones that I've gotten. My favorites that I've gotten are people just going through their phone and being like, here are like 10 good pictures of our family or like of my kids doing things that they like, doing things that, you know, tell you a little bit about them.
Right. They're like, they're in ballet. This one's on rollerblading. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what they were for Halloween.
Right.
You know, my overrated is Christmas cards that are like a professional photo of your family, like posed in a field or like on a couch or like in a photo studio. Like,
about on a beach with a white linen shirt and blue jeans?
I mean, I am guilty of this.
There's no footsteps in the sand.
There's no footsteps in the sand because Jesus was carrying your entire family on his shoulders. Because this Jesus holiday is season. Strong as fuck, swole. But he just dropped you there. Jesus can fly. We've done like and we've gotten some great pictures out of like a beach sesh, but feel like, in seeing other people's pictures and like, you know, really evaluating them. You know, I send everybody detailed feedback on their Christmas cards.
You don't have to mark them up with red Sharpie. It's a little fucking extreme.
Notes.
Yeah.
What is this?
Did you X shit? Out my kid's face?
I'm supposed to believe that's a smile. but I don't, we're all constantly taking pictures. This is like the one justification for all the pictures that were, you know,
right.
I've seen you guys out there. Your phones are constantly out taking pictures of your family. Like, you know, you use that. I'm giving myself a pep talk here because we didn't do a professional photograph sesh.
And you can already feel the judgment of the recipients.
You can already feel it.
They're like, wow. So Jack's having a hard time, huh? You see this card? It's not even in a photo studio. So last minute. You think it's because we started off, right? Because photography wasn't accessible to everyone like back in the day. So the photo studio was quite literally the place you had to go to get anything like that unless you had like a photography nerd in like the family or whatever. And now since it's so ubiquitous, the emphasis, like it's definitely different. It's like, I'd rather see something candid than I would than like, we all posed in these sweaters at this place.
I don't even get to see what your kid would dress like if they could dress themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because, so, I don't know. Like, at a certain age, like, obviously, you know, when your kids are babies, they can't dress themselves, go nuts. But, yeah, the one portrait Christmas card that I have in my memory that I'm like, they nailed that one It was like a very dour Christmas portrait. Like they were like outside, but they looked, they had the expressions of the people from the like early advent of photography. You know how like nobody like smiled and everybody, yeah, everybody
had to just be still.
Yeah, you had to just freeze.
Right. Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. But yeah, for general, if you're gonna do just like everybody smiling and matching outfits, you know, then at least give me some search histories of every family member,
or allow one flair item per person.
Yeah,
you know, like everyone, because like I remember as a kid, one of the early family photos we took, like I was so adamant about wearing this Ninja Turtles headband I had, and having my hockey stick in the photo. Yeah. And it was like a big fight. My mom's like, "You need to wear this sweater." Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, "This is me." Like I was like six, like putting my fucking foot down. And then so the photos, like my parents, and then me with this Ninja Turtle headband and a fucking hockey stick. And
that's,
I'm like,
awesome.
That at least gave people something. They're like, "This motherfucker likes Ninja Turtles and hockey stick."
That's right. Yeah, let it happen.
Yeah.
Let the humanity shine through.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. A good message to us all.
What is something you think is overrated? About?
A couple of things. First is just, I think you mentioned this last week, you know, new apps, right? I'm the guy who has all the app invites that I'll never use. And every couple months, like someone I know that's like tech savvy or is in that world will be like, "Oh, you should check out this new app. Like, it's cool. It's like, you should check it out." And I'll like look at it, but every time, like, 99.9% of my experiences with new apps follow this narrative arc, which is this. Step one, "Oh, cool, a new app? Whoa, it's like name any app, but less shitty. Cool."
Yeah.
Step two, "I'm using it. Oh, okay, this is kind of cool. I can see myself using it." Step three, "I've forgotten about it for fucking 4 months. I'm getting," and I'm like, "What the fuck are these notifications? I downloaded this shit."
Yeah.
And that's how I feel every time. And I just started, like, I was using this app called Lapse that everyone was like kind of sharing around. It's like the idea is interesting, like on its surface, that will get you to sign up because it's like a disposable camera. You can't, whatever you take will be posted. It's not like Instagram. It's like, and you won't be able to see what the result is of the picture you took until it develops, quote unquote. And then you can kind of decide. So I'm like, I like that they take out like the ability to like really be like, set up your shot, and it's like it is what it is. But then after a while, I'm like, I just don't care. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, like I could apply that philosophy to Instagram, but maybe I don't need the app to do it. So it's just like, you know, I think it's just not hitting the same at all. And you know, like even the shiniest new apps are just, you know, tweaks on ubiquitous existing apps or platforms.
Yeah.
So I think the other thing is I don't think I know what I want out of an app anymore, or we've just hit peak app. Like I have what I need to take pictures. I have what I need to share them. I have what I need to share music or words or whatever. So that's got me down. The other thing I just want to say, the movie, The Family Switch on Netflix with Jennifer Garner and Ed Helms, it's like Freaky Friday, but like a family of four all body switches and then a baby switches with a dog. And
what?
Yeah, it's a mess. It's an absolute, it's bad. It's
so
bad.
Dad switch with son,
dad switch with
mom
son,
switch with
mom
daughter.
Switch with daughter, and infant switches with like terrier.
Dog.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's freaky because there's like scenes where like a fucking baby is like flying around like a quadruped. And I'm like, what? Yo, that motherfucker look like a demon. Like there's nothing cute about seeing a fucking, like a fucking 10-month-old fly across the room running on all fours.
Yeah.
There's just something very disconcerting.
No,
and then also characters didn't
fucking
really,
Exorcist.
They didn't give the characters anywhere to go. You know, they didn't get them anywhere to go. You know, when the son was already very mature, the switch with Ed Helms doesn't quite play right because it just seems like Ed Helms playing Ed Helms.
Right. Right.
So like, you're like, okay, Jennifer Garner got a little bit a better role because like, she was having to be like this teen, like acting like a teen in like this business setting. But like Ed Helm, the son in the thing was just too emotionally mature that it just, there wasn't a contrast.
Right. Like what if Big happened, but like the kid was really boring.
Yeah. And he was like really into the stock market. So he seamlessly blended into his job at an investment bank. Like,
Like, that would get rid of all the conflict, and it would be a better movie, right?
Yeah. Or it's to the point where, like, why did y'all switch everybody? Like, you could have just done another Freaky Friday and just had it be Jennifer Garner and the daughter. But, yeah.
Family switch.
Yeah,
apps. My favorite app innovation is, like, I found an app that allows me to, use my printer. Like, that's all I'm looking for.
That's like, not even an app. That's, like, a... Yeah.
It's just an app on my phone that, like, allows me to use that shit. Like, perfect. Well.
It's called Kinko's. Sick-ass app.
Sick. But, yeah, I feel like apps, you know, email was useful, and then it got ruined by just, like, spam bullshit, like, just being flooded, and, you know, phones, text, like, everything, like, was, like, had its moment where it was useful, and then it got just flooded out by capitalism. But apps, I feel like, just started from Jump Street. It was just like, and we're gonna flood the zone with bullshit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That you're just gonna not be able to use.
The early days were great when it was literally just like Hamhorn.
Hamhorn, yeah, still a classic.
What it do? Watch this, ham. That's what it does.
Yeah.
Any questions?
I actually rediscovered Hamhorn recently, and they lost the rights to the 30 Rock.
Yeah,
I think it's just some guy saying ham. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it was.
You don't think they lapsed?
Yeah, I think that deal sunsetted, and they had to move on. I think someone was like, here's a cease and desist. You don't own that sound. Ham.
Yeah. Soundboard, like an app that does soundboard, great. Shazam. Great app. That's all I need, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Like, there's nothing. I think the other one might be like the apps I use to do like our face changing photos for social media.
That one's a fucking classic.
One is probably the most fun I've had with an app recently. Cause there's ones I don't even show y'all on the internet that I'll just be like, look at this shit. And I'll share it with people. And then I'm like, don't post that.
But that's a paid app, which highlights the other weird thing about apps is that I will not spend money.
Like, yeah.
It could be $2 in the most useful fucking app of all time. And I'm just like, no. What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a paid app? Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. With this, I just got so insanely jealous of someone posting like really good photo tweaks that I was like, bro, watch me fucking just burn this thing down. Give me access to that. Yeah. And I'm like, how much is it?
Now, my aversion to paying money for apps makes no sense. Like, the version that I end up using is like, has like ads all over it.
Right.
For like the same weird games.
Right. And it's so unusable. It actually is taking years off of your life.
Exactly.
Like, I actually, it might have been worth the $4.
Yeah. I just exchange like all of my credit card information to them so they can track all my purchases.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Worth it. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk George Santos, another person who I gave all my credit card information to.
Oh, boy. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back.
We're back.
You're saying I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have given George Santos all my credit card information.
Well, I'm just saying, first of all, I'm not sure that that guy was even George Santos. So it just felt like a very low energy scam from the beginning. So yeah, I have a lot more questions than answers.
Yeah. Jack, yeah. It's George. And I just assumed it was George Santos. And he was like, we need your help.
Dude, that sounds like one of those fucking DNC fundraising texts.
Yeah, exactly.
That, oh, my God. There's one that was like, you're the only person who hasn't signed up for your Joe Byron subscription supporter package. And also, this is all directed at like my mom who uses my phone. She gives my phone number out to things she doesn't want to interact with. So shout out to God on that one. But yeah,
like it was just standard. He just got expelled for the same shit that he has been on the verge of getting expelled for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just out. He's now just like trying to say like, I'll bring other people down or whatever. It's just it's a snooze fest. He was going to be my overrated. I'm just like, for how bad his lies were, there was nothing good about someone who is such a just on its face pathological liar being in there. Like, who's like, my mom died in 9/11. Okay, maybe she didn't. I was in Hannah, Montana. Okay, maybe I wasn't.
Right.
Like, just saying shit like that all the time. It's just funny from the pure perspective of like, how did this fool get up in there like that? But then when you just, you know, you square that with everything that's happening and like what we need in a functional government, I'm like, just please, like, whatever, fucking fine. Yeah. Bye. And I think now he's telling people, he's like, he's already making recommendations for who should replace him. So, okay.
Is that how it works? They're gonna let him decide who replaces him?
No.
He's just disgraced.
No. Yeah. You know, like, cause it's going to be like probably a special election. But he's just like, he's already been like, I like this guy who's a former cop. You're like, of course you do. Of course you do.
Good, yeah. Good. One good piece of news in the world, George Santos, is that Z-Way was like, that would be my dream interview. And he was like, Z-Way, let's do it.
Oh, God.
So if that actually happens. I mean, he seems like a man of his word. It seems like somebody who you can trust when he says he's going to do something.
It will be. That is going to. I see where Z-Way wants that challenge because she's like, oh, this dude does not live on the same plane of reality as the rest of us. And maybe I can knock him off the railing for a second and see a bit of discomfort. But knowing him, I feel like, I don't know. I am interested. You know what, Z-Way? Yes. Give us that battle.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. All right. We have our Oxford word of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, as always, like, cool and just evidence that people who work for dictionaries are young and connected to the world and not trying too hard. It is, of course, Riz.
Yep. They're saying ever since Tom Holland said it in an interview, he was like, I have no Riz. He's like, I have negative Riz or something like that.
Yeah.
The search traffic just skyrocketed. People are like, what is this Riz exactly? And yeah, obviously it's short for charisma, as they say. The word favored by Gen Z and its younger counterpart, Gen Alpha. It said it beat out other slang favorites, including Swifty, Situationship, and Prompt, which feels, you know, appropriate prompt? In the world of AI chatbots and shit and, you know, generative AI. That's, you know, that's
a phrase for a long time.
I know, but it's because it's been used so much more because of AI now about like how to properly prompt.
It just feels like they were looking for some way to loop in AI and were like, I don't know. And they failed to come up with one.
Their definition is
situationship
great,
also feels like kind of old to me. But then again, so does Riz. And maybe that's just because I'm so young and like I was at the cutting edge of using Riz, Riz. All of it, you know?
Yeah, dude, your lingo's so tubuloso, man. Like, fucking...
smack is so fresh.
Exactly. your smack is so fresh. I like, though, again, how it's still Oxford, and they still need to give people, like, even if you heard this and you don't know what I'm talking about, charisma, riz, quote, pertaining to someone's ability to attract another person through style, charm, or attractiveness. This term is from the middle part of the word charisma, which is an unusual word formation pattern. Other examples include fridge or flu for influenza.
Wow.
Yeah.
That just made me think the word flu is actually like a cool slang word for the first time in my life. Like, yeah, caught that flu, huh?
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn, I didn't realize that whoever coined flu was... so rizzed out. other words that got considered were beige flag.
Yeah.
Is that just like it's a white flag but kind of off?
No, you can get there. Come on, Pappy. What do you think?
Red flag, but like not quite scary and red flag for white people. thrown up by
but like no, it's like a thing.
Caucasians.
Something that is like catches your eye or like a weird quirk, but not quite like, you know, an ender.
Red flag.
Yeah, like a non-starter. It's just
personality
kinda like,
quirk.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a beige flag. Like they whenever, like every Thursday night, they watch two episodes of The Office and say all the words along with the episode. and that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Might put that in the pink flag category.
Okay.
The
okay.
Hot all pink right. Bordering on red. Heat dome, de-influencing, parasocial.
Heat dome is a little grim.
Yeah.
But like we know where that's from. And then de-influencing.
I also feel like I heard that more last year than this year, but.
Yeah. I mean, look, Oxford's not on the, they're not on the cutting edge. Like
they're not as on the cutting edge and on the pulse of the zeitgeist as I want the Oxford English Dictionary to be.
Yep. So Riz, you got it. You got the crown. Y'all use it this holiday season and see how your family
see how it goes with your elderly relatives.
And your younger ones who are like, are you okay, fool?
But when it's just a word that is another short for another word, I guess it does have like different connotations. So I'll approve Riz. That
you're
one
saying
has been approved. Yeah. Okay. Merriam Webster, is that who the other one is?
Mm-hmm.
It's always funny when like it's just like how do you let someone beat you? How is this not an arms race where the word of the year is like released in July? You know,
I know. It's... yeah. Oh, I think they already put out their word of the year.
Oh, and it just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, dude. Ah, that's such a bummer.
I mean,
authentic
truly.
Was their word of the year.
Miriam Webster,
they're
guys.
Doing the thing where they're like, well, this is the word they searched the most for, and it's obviously related to the proliferation of AI, celebrity culture, identity.
Oh,
and you're like,
God.
Oh, they're
you
like,
need,
we also
you need
thought
a social
Riz.
Media team, guys.
It said they're in their list, it's authentic plus Riz, deepfake, coronation. So theirs is almost going off like search traffic rather
like
than trying to read
words.
Culture. Yeah. It'd be like, these are new things that everyone is saying. So, hey, everyone's got their own philosophy with this.
Coronation. Yeah, that's new. I don't think those existed prior to this year. Sorry for the cutting sarcasm, Merriam-Webster.
Yeah, yeah.
Beyonce is number one at the box office, the biggest concert film since that other concert film that came out a few weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
But Renaissance, a film by Beyonce, was number one and brought in $21 million domestically. 21, which is huge for the notoriously sluggish weekend after Thanksgiving. I hadn't realized this, but the current record holder belongs to Tom Cruise's The Last Samurai. Which is like bordering on a satire about white savior. Is like it's the most just white savior.
But then Jack, he became the samurai, dude.
Right. Like the bones are showing all the way through on this one. It's like, wait, what are you guys doing? Like, it seems like you know that this is a white savior thing, but then you're still doing it. Anyways, that one is still the box office holder, not adjusted for inflation. It made $24.3 million.
Holy shit.
So I don't know why they dropped this Beyonce film on a notoriously sluggish weekend.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of looks like an art film. Like, it's very, it looks like more challenging than the Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah, than a thing that you can just, like, stand at the front of the theater and, like, take selfie videos while you spin in a circle screaming.
But it's also, like, I don't know. There are just those times when my brain reflexively goes back to that Sony email leak where they were talking about Denzel, and they're like, he just can't open a picture. So we can't let him have his own action franchise with The Equalizer. That movie's not going to make any money.
Is that when they said Black doesn't travel or something like that?
That was, they were like referencing that.
Or was that towards international things, right? Is that what they were saying?
Yeah, they were saying that he won't get any traction internationally because Black doesn't travel. And, well, also being like, guys, Denzel is my favorite actor. He's my favorite actor. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. It's just interesting, like, that all the box office prognostication prior to the Taylor Swift thing was like, she might break the box office and, like, we'll have to just get a new one. Like, this might be the only thing that we show in theaters from now on.
For the rest of our lives.
Which, it was massively successful. But with Beyonce, it's like, here, let's dump it on the weekend where nobody goes to the movies.
Yeah, that is, of all the things, that is curious for sure. And I wonder if, you know, like, if that's, I don't know if that's like tax shit too. It's like you'll get it out before the end of the year type shit. I don't know what the calculus is there. But yeah, I think on some level, it's probably that all the people were just, you know, frothing at the mouth to see how much money the Taylor Swift thing could make. So that was the only thing people were thinking about. Like, because I feel like I hadn't actually. It's funny, when it came out, no one had actually reviewed what the film was actually like, aside from everyone being like, yo, man, people are losing it in the fucking theaters. And I think just maybe because of that, it's the perceptions are completely different. But yeah. But it's still, I don't know, it beat out the other movies, but yeah.
No, it did well, for sure. Like, for a concert film, if the Taylor Swift one hadn't come out, people would be like, this is crazy, like, new ground for concert movie box office at this time of year. But it's getting great reviews. I mean, there's definitely a possibility that they put it out this time because they want to submit it for Oscar consideration. The other thing from the BO over the weekend is that third place went to Godzilla Minus One, which is the latest Toho Godzilla movie. It's supposed to be fantastic. And then in sixth place was an Indian action movie, Animal, which did near record business for a Bollywood film. Wow. And then at the same time, Disney announced that they won't even be reporting the box office take of The Marvels going forward. It's still going to be in theaters, but they're like, we're just actually, like, we stopped keeping score, guys. So, like, stop asking us. Okay. We're just,
that's like Ray J and Speedy telling them to break the sunglasses.
I don't care.
I don't break them.
Break them.
Snap. I don't care.
I don't care.
Like, what? why are you just being like, we're not even reporting it because we don't even care.
Fool. I've never heard of that. Maybe I'm just not paying close enough attention to, like, the bottom of the box office, but that is wild. But I don't know. This does, I feel like we're going to see a new era where international movies are able to like really pull in more and more money as people like get exposed to international content, like on streaming platforms more and more. Like they'll just be more willing to go see stuff and recognize that international movies are as good as American films.
Well, I mean, yeah, and just look at the state of things, right? Like the Marvel, the MCU was like guaranteed fucking money printing.
Yeah,
and now we're at the point of like I don't even know them. Like,
yeah,
and so of course, like I think the pendulum is definitely beginning to swing the other direction because the quality coming out of the U.S. film industry is just it's just not what it used to be, and I think people sincerely just want to see something fucking different.
And
to your point too, like all of these international shows and movies we've been watching on streaming over the last couple of years has definitely like changed the idea of like I can't read subtitles when I watch something.
Yeah,
it's like no, like,
subtitles are worth it, guys.
Yeah, keep
going. It helps. And I think everybody knows
it even helps the kids with their language comprehension. Okay,
that's right. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with a couple more stories. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back. And the United Auto Workers have announced that they have joined the call for a ceasefire in Israel and Palestine in a statement made outside the White House, where activists are on a hunger strike. UAW, representing 400,000 workers, is now the largest union to have called for a ceasefire. But it's joining other unions, including the American Postal Workers Union, the Chicago Teachers Union, I think a couple others. That, yeah, but I mean,
the California Nurses Association, I think, was also one of them. Yeah,
But yeah, the statement highlighted that the UAW's constantly stood for justice across the globe. But I don't know. Like, I'm wondering, like, there's a big yawning gap between what it seems like the public opinion on this conflict is, and just generally has, like, there's been a yawning gap between, you know, people's desire for peace and what the government is willing to, like, the government just generally, it's like a rule of thumb that the government doesn't take into account public policy when it comes to foreign policy.
Seldom does.
Or public opinion when it comes to foreign policy. So this seems like, I don't know, a way to actually affect the outcome, to like just refuse to make the shit in the first place that is being used.
Especially as they're like even internally like trying to reflect on what their relationship as a body of workers could be to this. I think that's really interesting also. You know, because now they're like, they said that we are going to be looking at this like with their IEB, like their, you know, their highest body or governing body within the union. So, yeah, I mean, it's every day we're seeing little things just, you know, move slightly in the right direction or then completely backwards in other ways. So it's, I don't know, it's very, it's been a very exhausting time, like watching all of this and then just watching how what the fallout is, or just like what the McCarthyite type reaction would be. I'm curious to see what happens, like, because they just announced this a few days ago, if there's going to be some major PR campaign or pushing back against them doing this, or suddenly they're going to say like all cars are Nazis or something like that. I'm not sure, but yeah,
cars are Nazis, and unfortunately that is the position of the New York Times.
But there, the announcement is a little like vague too.
Yeah.
Like it didn't, I think in this day and age, because something like calling for a ceasefire is treated like such a loaded thing.
Yeah.
That they were definitely like, yeah, for both sides, bad, both sides, it's bad, but also please stop the killing of and let's stop the siege and the killing of these other innocent people. And that's what we're saying. That's our piece.
Right. And finally, Kiss performed their final show, went full Black Mirror on all of our asses, and we're like, that's it for Kiss in the physical form.
Ugh.
But we are now, we have now digitized ourselves into meta avatars who you will be able to see rocking out. It was like a weird, first of all, like the way they announced that they were retiring was they said like, we're doing it out of self-respect.
Oh, right. We're retiring out of self-respect, but watch us exploit our likenesses one last time.
We respect ourselves, not y'all. No, not y'all, or your intelligence.
No.
But yeah, so on Saturday night, the end of the road tour wrapped up at Madison Square Garden with what was billed as the final Kiss concert. And this actually made its way onto the little Amazon Echo in our kitchen. And so there was a picture of Kiss, and my children were intrigued. They're like, who is that?
They're like they're bad guys.
Yeah. They're basically, but it's like if there was a rock band in a world, like I feel like they exist in the Saturday morning cartoon universe.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, didn't they quite literally have a Saturday morning cartoon?
Yeah. But like that is always what they were and like should have been, is like they just don't make sense in any other context.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're like a rock band in like the world of WWE also, you know what I mean? Like this sort of fictional universe of just weird. Yeah. I don't know. This whole story just makes no sense to me on one level. And then like all the sense
we'll
in the
get
world
to the good part,
kisses.
Dude.
Yeah. So the final encore of the night was performed by the band's brand new digital avatars, basically PS4-esque fantasy versions of the group.
Not even PS5, PS4.
Like, that's what we're looking at. They sang God Gave Rock and Roll to You after Man, every time, like, I'm not a Kiss fan at all, so I don't know any of the songs. And, like, every time it just feels like it was generated in, like, a fucking auto Kiss song generator. God gave rock and roll to you.
To you.
But, yeah, Black Mirror-ified Paul Stanley declared that the fans' love had made the band immortal. And then there's a graphic advertising Kiss's new era, along with a QR code.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure everyone in that audience knew exactly what to do when that QR code came out.
I don't think I've ever done a QR code from, like, a great distance. Does that work?
I guess just zoom in, probably giant.
Yeah.
But it is kind of funny. Like, I've tried to zoom in from far, but then at that, like, focal length, any bit of movement from, like, your wrist, yeah, like, fuck, it's like, I can't get it to fucking scan because I'm 20 feet away or 50 feet away, whatever.
But the digital avatars were created by a company called Pop House Entertainment, who also made the digital version of ABBA, a thing that I didn't know had happened because I am under the age of 60. But
yeah,
they apparently donned mocap suits to create a 90-minute concert starring de-aged CGI versions of themselves, and that shit pulls in $2 million a week. I don't know where. Like, is that happening in Vegas?
What do you mean?
Like, they made a concert film of ABBA, and, like, so the thing that I don't understand, they're mocapping them as old people.
Yeah.
And then using the motions of old people. It's like, it's the same thing as The Irishman, where they put all this digital work into de-aging Robert De Niro's face, but then he, like, gets in a fight and, like, he can, like, barely walk.
Yeah, like, you could tell he got, like, a stiff back as he moves.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, so is that what's happening here? Is they're just, like, taking this band and making them the young versions of themselves, but they still move like the elderly?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just trying to watch now. Like, here, I just need to see what this looks like, because, yeah, like, mocap only does so much. What?
They look like they're...
The choreography is not as dynamic, okay?
Right, yeah. They're performing in front of a crowd, but, like, there's these lights that are, like, shooting back and forth that look like searchlights. Like,
yeah.
Searchlights from hell.
They're probably meant to distract you from how bad it is on stage. Like, I can't... I think that was... That looked pretty cool.
If we shoot fake guns at people, maybe they won't notice. Set off indoor fireworks, maybe they won't notice that the people on stage aren't moving around very much.
You know, I guess, like, but here's the thing, like, as much as I'll be like, ah, boo, or whatever.
Instead of, I've heard of ah, buh, but ah, boo?
Boo? Yeah. I'm just thinking, though, too, of, like, what band I would see like this. You know?
Yeah.
Like, what would, if Outkast did this in 20 years, how would I be like, oh, shit!
Well, just do the mocap now. Or use, like, an actual
while
concert.
While y'all are spry.
Film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
while you're
spry. I don't
want to
see, like, the thing that's important to me is not that your, like, face looks like it used to. It's that you have the energy of
that's
the
true.
Music that you made. You know?
That's true. That's true. Okay. Yeah,
I'm trying to even figure out, where is this ABBA voyage? Where is it?
In London, I think, was where.
Oh, London.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, London. So it's one of those things. I was like, what is this venue that they just have, like, empty to shoot lasers through?
From the Olympics.
It's from the Olympics, man. That's what the Olympics gives us, is just, you know, yards and miles of fucking
unused infrastructure.
Unused infrastructure that then gets turned into something like this.
A digital ghost seance? The fuck? Man, can't wait for what turns into our infrastructure after the LA Olympics.
Oh my God. There's going to be so many cool shows like this.
There's
going to
be so many Halloween stores. It's going to be so fucking lit.
The best Halloween stores.
Year round.
Bubble World. Just 50
Bubble
World. Expansion
worlds.
Of 50 Bubble World.
100%.
This does feel like it's the future, though, like that every, you're going to, quote unquote, be able to go see the Beatles perform like a concert from, you know, and then
it.
It'll just be
as
bullshit.
The future becomes bleaker and bleaker for people.
We need this. I think
the only profitable direction is to go backwards, to be like, dude, fuck right now. Y'all remember 96?
Yeah.
The Atlanta absorption. Olympic bomber.
Yeah.
Well, we got that whole experience. You could be in the Olympic Park in 96. People are like, yeah,
what
fine,
if
fuck
Outkast was the Atlanta Olympic bomber and they came, they come through.
Wow.
And they dropped bombs over Baghdad.
Andre's
over
killing
Atlanta.
It. He's killing it as Richard Jewell.
Yeah. But I just feel there's I read an article about the Sphere in Vegas and how like the goal of that is total immersion, and just like that's the thing that now everyone's like, that's what people need. They need total immersion. They need a VR headset, or they need to like be inside an arena that doesn't have any corners that will remind them that they're in a physical space and not just inside like a liminal reality inside their own mind. But then, you know, There are people next to you who smell bad. So
look, we're in the prequel to WALL-E right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, WALL-E before they leave Earth.
That's the part we get to see. We're already kind of vaguely on our scooters, but
kind of better. Like I like this more than we'll get a little, you know, some cool stuff to go hang out at before we're all just moving on our scooters.
Yeah, exactly. In Vegas, in a temperature controlled fucking warehouse.
Yeah, they don't need to build the spaceship. They just like turn Vegas into that world. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, great.
Yeah. So I think that sounds good. I approve. I approve KISS in their digital avatar form. For some reason, they look way worse, like more cartoonish in the images that I've seen. But that it's wild that it's made by the same people. I have to imagine that the KISS, you know, the actual people who are in KISS were like, yeah, I'm gonna need a six pack on this one, man.
Oh, right. They're like, dude, have you seen
a little more ripped?
I've been kind of working on my shoulders. I feel like you can give me a little more definition up there. How old are you? 76.
Shit. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, December 4th. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine.
Yes.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.